The sea crashed into Innes like a fist, spelks of white spray flying where it struck ancient rock. Beneath a clean blue sky, gulls filled the air with brabbling. Striped sails billowed and snapped in the wind, and Wolfert Glen watched golden sunlight flit between the waves. Ahead, Innes waited. The bowsprit pointed at the firth that would take the long stride inland. Wolf drank in the cliffs that flanked it. Looming in both directions as far as the eye could see, they stood straight and black as iron swords, rusted with lichen, proud custodians of the queendom. A humpback breached close to the ship. Most of the crew were hardened to the sight of whales, but it still made Wolf smile to see its fin rise, as if in welcome. He clasped his hands on the side and kept watching. Pine tar was bedded under his nails and the tang of sweat clung to his undershirt. But every housecarl could thole such discomforts. Soon, for the first time in 3 years, he would be home. Boots thumped across the deck. Regne came to stand beside him, smelling of damp wool, like everyone on the ship. "Home at last," she said. "Ready?" "Aye," Wolf glanced at her. "You're not." "You know Innes bores me, no offence." "None taken." She patted his back and strode on, her braid swinging from the intricate knotwork that overlaid it at the base of her skull. The long stride forged past a fire tower. By the time the ship reached the cliffs, the sun had more gold than silver in it.
"Wolfert!"
A booming voice snapped him to attention. He had been so immersed in the sights he had failed to hear the king approach.
"Sire," he touched a fist to his chest. "I hear we're almost to Werstuth."
Bartholdt stepped up to the whale with a grin and placed his enormous hands on it. Wolf was tall and strong, but the King of Hroth was a mountain, enlarged by the white pelt he wore.
"A fine voyage. The saint is good."
His golden hair lay oiled and heavy on his shoulders.
"Did I not swear upon his shield that I would see my daughter's commendation?"
"You did, my king."
"I have missed Glorian terribly. My queen gave me a perfect daughter."
He spoke Hrothy with a deep, rural accent.
"While we celebrate, you shall be my cupbearer, Wolfert."
Only the most trusted and respected members of the household ever received such a privilege. Wolf breathed out.
"Sire," he said, "it is too great an honour for your humble retainer."
"Honour is an axe with two blades. Should anyone try to poison me, you'll be the one to ascend to Halgaland."
Wolf cracked a smile at that.
King Bardholt clapped him on the back with such vigour it almost knocked him overboard. "You must visit your family while we're here," he said. "Are they all still at Langarth?"
"Aye, my king."
"Good. Stay for the commendation, then go to them for a day or two. Regne will pour my wine in your absence. By the saint, she can outdrink us all."
"That is true."
"It is also true that you've been trysting with her?"
Wolf looked slowly at the king, silenced by trepidation. Bartholdt raised his thick eyebrows.
"Certain people keep me abreast of the small intrigues that unfold in my household, even in the coops," he said. "Someone reported you, Wolf."
"Saint, when he kills me, grant me the mercy of a swift and painless death." "I never knew you were fond of gossip, my king," Wolf said, once he could speak. It was a dangerous move, but it paid off. Bartholdt respected boldness.
"Even a king can grow weary of politics," he said,
the corner of his mouth flinching.
"I was young once, Wolf. I understand. But that was before I knew the saint. My housecarls must set an example to ensure all Hrothi respect the six virtues." "Before you bed anyone else, a love knot ring must be on their finger. And you know you cannot put one on hers."
Wolf glanced towards Regne. She was leaning against the mast, hair windblown, sharing a horn of wine with Adag. She was the heir of the late Skiri Longstride, Skiri the Condoler, who had welcomed Bardholt and his family when they were forced to flee their village, and whose murder had started the War of 12 Shields. When Regne was wed, it would be to a fellow chieftain.
"It's set with the midnight sun," Wolf said quietly. "On my oath, it won't happen again, sire."
"Good man," Bartholdt gave him a last pat on the back. We shall talk again soon. Find a sanctuary, clear your conscience with a night of fellowship, and let us feast and sing.
He strode towards Regni, who remained expressionless. As the rightful chieftain of Ascradal, she would receive a sterner reproach, though Bartholdt would forgive her.
Wulf looked back at the sea, but his sense of peace had deserted him. With a sigh through his nose, he steepled his fingers on the whale and watched for the first sight of the city on the cliffs.